You have the Gemara, how who bibishol v'loy bishol. Here we're talking about it's cooked and not cooked. Trashi koto gavra. If you eat like a beet that's not raw and it's not cooked completely, it's medium cooked, a little bit cooked, that's bad. That could kill you. And in Echlami, for such a beet, you shouldn't use for an erev. We're talking about beet that's either raw lagamri, that won't kill you. Or else cooked lagamri, that's good. Ika the army, some say, Omer Rav Amnuna, ein ma'arvin betradin chayin. You can't use raw beets for an erev. The Omer Rav Chizda said, Silka chaya koto gavro. If you eat the raw beet, they'll kill you. Koto gavro chaya, kill the person alive. For the Gemara, I have a kochazina and the koachli v'loy maisi. I receive people eat raw beets and nothing happened to them. And the Gemara, hosam bebishol v'loy bishol. After we say it's no good for you, it could kill you, that's where it's cooked a little bit, but not cooked lagamri. That's very dangerous. Strashi osam bebishol v'loy bishol. Kikomer of Amnuna, ein ma'arvin bebishol v'loy bishol. That's what he said, you can't use it, that's where it was cooked and not cooked. By the time, if it's 100% raw, then you could eat it and it won't harm you. Omer Rav Chizda. Tavshel shel tradin yofel leif. If you have a tavshel food that's made out of beets, moshel you have chrein made out of beets, is yofel leif. It's good for the heart. V'toyv le'naim. It's good for the eyes. V'chol shechem v'nei mayim. And about it's good for the insides, for the digestive system. About it's very good. In Omer Abaya, v'udi yosef avei tofi v'ovid toich toich. That these beets were cooked in the pot with boiling water, that the water was going like toich toich, like making bubbles. In other words, it was cooked very good. So Rashi, Adei Tovi, Vekira Mokin Shrisa Sakadeirim, it was cooked on top of the fire, V'yovet Teich Teich, Shemavushul Yofet, it was cooked very good, but it's Tamei Kuloi, and it became like, even started to shrink a little bit from the cooking so much, Achini Muach, till it became a little dissolved a little bit. When it's bubbling away, it's like making the noise of Teich Teich. So this type of beets is very good to eat. Omar Rava said, Hareni ke ben azai b'shuki tveria. I'm like ben azai in the shuka tveria. So Rashi, that means, yoyma b'dicha heavy lay, l'rova. It was like a last day for Rava. V'yom alula talmidim, he told his talmidim, hashta tzilu batoi. Like he was not left, he was in a good mood. So Rava told his talmidim, today I have a clear head. V'hareni mizumin lahoshe b'charifus. And today I'm ready to answer back any shaila you ask me. I'll answer you back very sharply. L'chol mi shishaleni, any kasha you can ask me. Ke ben Azai, just like ben Azai used to do. Shoyadaris b'shuki tveryim. Ben Azai is also the big chochem. He used to dash in shuki tveryim. L'hoye b'yom of oikahorim kemoisei. Nobody was as sharp as ben Azai was in his times. V'yoyme kochachum yisrael l'fonai k'klipas hashum. Chutz min akrach hazeh. Koponin, Ben Azai was also a big chochem. So here Rav is said today, he told us Tamidim, Hareini ke Ben Azai b'shuk etzveria. Today I have a clear head, I'll answer all questions you have to ask me. Omer Layhum Rabbonin, so one Rabbonin asked Rav, the Rav, Tapuchim Bekamam. How much apples do you leave over, do you need to make an erev with? How much apples do you have to use? Omer Lay, so Rav answered back, V'chim Arvin betapuchim? Who said in the first place you could use an apple for an erev tchumim? For the more of a loy, you can't use apples. Is that true? The Yitznan we learned. Kolo oichlin mitstarfin livsol esakvia v'chatzi pras. Any oichul yeet is mitstarfed together to metama the person himself. In other words, if an odom eats food that's tamei, the locher is midrabbonin. If you eat the food, it's metama the person. It's rabbonin big alochem. Food azoy is always a reach in the tumah. So Rishon Tumah is not Matamar in Odom. If a person touches the food, the person does not become Tumah. But there's a Tumah in the Rabbonim. If a person eats Tumah Dika food, if he eats a Chatzi Pras, a Pras is a half a loaf of a bread. So a Chatzi, half of that, if he eats a quarter a loaf of a bread of Eichlin, that are Tumah, the person also has a Psul Hagviyah, means he becomes Tumah. So the Klal is there, Kol Eichlin, all Tumah, all Eichel, that's Tumah, is Mistarif, that if a man eats now a shear of that, of a quarter of a loaf of a bread, he becomes tummy. Hu adin of a mozen shtei sudis lerev. Hu adin the shear that to leave over for an erev. You have to have a mozen of two sudis. So all oichlim you could use for that din of an erev. This is going to be the kasha. Here it says kol oichlim, any type of an oichel you want to use. So an apple is also called an oichel. So a mash maklor you could use apples for an erev. This is going to be the kasha. Vaita u kebeitza latame tumas oichlim. The locher is an oichel is only mekabel tumah if you have the size of a beitzah, size of an egg.
So you can starve a few things together to give it the size of an egg. So if you have a piece of an apple, a piece of a fruit on the fig, a piece of a date, and together they're the size of a base of an egg, and a sheriff touches it, then they're makabel tuma. So l'chur, the kasher is, here you see for Ervin, you could use anything, all lechlas and starif. So avadi, you could use an apple. For the Gemara of a high might yufta, what kind of kasher are you asking here? Ilai mishum diktoni kol eichlin. If you're going to ask me the kasher, because here the Brisa says, gotznan, kol ho'eichlin mashum all type of fruits, or mitzarif, all type of food is mitzarif. For an eriv, so an apple should be bechlal there. Vahani b'nei achil ninu, now apple, since they're edible, so it should also be called bechlal noichlo. For the Gemara name, v'omer Rabbi Yechon, we just had before Rabbi Yechon and said, ein lemeidim min haklolis, v'yafilu b'mokim shnei m'vaychutz. Even though it's a cloud that says all oichlin you could use for an Erev, he can't learn nothing from this type of a cloud. Even in the case where it says chutz. So even though it says here all food, maybe apples are different though. It's not mukha from here, apples should also be good. Yeah. Ela's marakashri is Ela Mishum Dikhtani over Mazen Shtei Sudis Lerev. It says what? How much food do you have to have for an Erev? Enough food to have two Sudis from. How much food do you have to have together to mekabel tuma? It has to be the size of a beitza. Now it says these two dinim next to another. So churva mashna, anything that's mekabel tuma soichlin, you could use that for an eruv. Now vahani nami b'nei tuma tuma soichlin inu. Now since these apples are edible, pshita it's mekabel tuma. So once it's mekabel tuma, it's mashna, anything that's mekabel tuma, you could use for an eruv also. So that's the raya, you could use apples for an eruv. So now they asked back the original Shiloh, the Kama, how many apples do you have to leave over to use for an Eruv? What's called enough apples to have a Muslim to face Shnei Sudas, the Kama? And the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Tapuchim the Kav. You have to have a Kav's worth, like a whole barrel full of apples. Trashy. Lifts Lefagvia. Imochal Oichlin Tumeim. If a person eats Tamadik Oichlin, Afagav Shein Oichlin Metamodim, even though food is only Rishon Tumah, is not Matama person, but Magi, if the person touches the food, Iyochal Menayim Chati Pras. But if a person eats a half of a bread, Tahainu Shnei Beitzim at the shear of two eggs, Nifso Melechal Betrumum. The person becomes Tumim with the Rabbonin, but he's not allowed to eat Trum anymore, because it's not Bepirkin the Kamon. V'chatzi chatzia lifsa esagvul, esagvim. Half of a half means a quarter of a loaf of a bread. That's the shiur to pass with the person if he eats oichol tumeya. Chatzi ha'ina pras. The Lashon Prusa v'chatzi chatzi ha'ina chatzi pras. There is a quarter of a loaf of a bread. Elam ishim the kashu the toni erev dunya the tumas oichlin. The mash mekolshu metama tumas oichlin yesh le motzin shtei sudis. Chazim erev v'tapuchim b'nei tumoyan inu. So now it's pshita, you can use apples to make an eruv with. So the shaila was how much? If that's worth a kav, you have to have a whole kav full of apples. For the Gemara Meis, we have a kasha. We have Shimon ben Elazar Roimer. Uchla tavlin, this uchla is a measurement. Uchla tavlin, this measurement of tavlin of spice. The literal yerek, this measurement of yerokis, of vegetables. The yasara agoizin, and at least 10 nuts. The chamisha afraskin, at least 5 peaches. And at least 2 pomegranates. The esrig echa, at least 1 esrig. That this is the shear you have to give an oni when he comes to ask for maisa. So Drashi, Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Drashi, b'maisa oni. It's talking about the maisa you have to leave over to give to aniyim. Shemachalkal aniyim harbe. You give it out to a lot of different aniyim. Ala goyrin, when you're down by your field, still collecting yitzvua, the aniyim come and you give them food. Koyekomar, it says there, the Mishnah Teya, ain't poichsin l'oni begoyrin, mehai shir. The least you give to the oni is this year. The Yechsev, the Pasuk says, v'nosati l'alevi l'ager l'yosl l'amono, v'vatsim hanu l'hevi nisina. The Pasuk says, l'oshin v'nosata, a l'oshin nisina always means a dove choshev. So you have to give the oni something that's edible. So this is the smallest amount. If you want to give him tavlin, you have to give him an uchla, that much measurement. Or yerek, a litro. Or nuts, at least 10. Peaches, at least 5. Pomegranates, at least 2. Trashi uchla shminish of a litro. Yevaita. Now, v'oma gurska, ba dorik, mishmei derav, menashia, ba shagubli, mishmei derav, old people, name over name of Rav, v'chein le'erif, he said the same shir as the gay teref. Trashi v'chein le'erif, the chelek oni, the Gurin, the same shear you leave over to give to an oni that comes to collect by the Gurin, by the food, by you grow the food, is Nami Mosn Shtei Sudis. That's called the Mosn Shtei Sudis. See, Kadiyamala, come on. Now, Vahani Nami, Chur, the Kasha is now, the Chur, what's the Kasha? It didn't talk about apples yet. So Chur asked the Kasha, why do you say you have to have a kav worth of apples? Here you should have to have less. Who's talking about apples? So that Gemara, Vahani Nami Lehebeki Afraskin. Hakoponim apples should be the same way like peaches. It's like Doimel Adodi. So just like we're saying here, five peaches is enough to give to an oni. And who are then they say in name of Rav? That's enough to make an Eruv. It's called Mosn Shtei Sudis. Five peaches. The Chur apples should be the same shear. If you have five apples, that should be enough. Leave both for an Erev. How come we say you have to have a whole kav worth of apples? Much more. And the Gemara, a Pashta Teretz, Hani Chashivi v'Hani Lechashivi. I'll tell you, peaches are more chashiv. So the more chashiv it is, the less you eat, the less you need. So therefore, five peaches is enough. But shaking apples, you need much more. It's Rashi Chashivi.
Yes, it's Rashi Chashivi. The Yarmin Lakamon, we say later, Koshu Lifton, anything that you eat, Lifton means to make the bread taste good, Kadei Lechol Boy, how much you eat it with it. Almo Lav Mamish Sudos Leheve Kula Sudos Mehu Mina Binan. You don't have to have the whole two sudas of apples, or the whole two sudas of peaches. Eloko Midi Lufum Chashivuse. Everything is totally in the Chashivus of the thing. Im Lifton, Shodam rogo liftos by esapas. In other words, Avada, the ikar hasudi is the bread you eat. Now, when you eat two sudis, each suda, you eat things with the bread. So, how much peaches do you eat with the bread b'shas the suda? So, we say, shir kade lufos by esapas. The shir of all these eichlin is how much of these eichl do you eat with the bread? And how much bread lishtei sudis that you eat in two meals? V'yendovel harogo lovoi b'kinuach hasuda. And something you eat for dessert, the shear is how much of dessert do you eat by the two sudas. So you don't have to have two sudas full of dessert. It just means by your two sudas, how much dessert do you eat? So mainly here also, we're talking about this peaches. You don't have to have two sudas worth of peaches. Then avad would be the same shear peaches and apples. But the pshat is how much peaches do you eat throughout the meal that you are eating of bread. So we say, if it's more choshev, you only use a little bit of it to malafen es apas. Mashenkin apples are not so choshev, there you have to have more apples to give a shear of mazon shtei sudas. Satsumar teretz. Therefore, the shear of apples is bekav, and the shear of afraskin is bechamisha, five of them. So the Gemara vaitem. Omer Rabbi Yosef said, Shara le mura. L'Rav Menashe Bar Shegubli. In other words, his Rebbe should be Moichol Rav Menashe Bar Shegubli. In other words, Rav Yosef is saying that Rav Menashe Bar Shegubli made a mistake. As before, Rav Menashe Bar Shegubli was the one that said over in the name of Rav that V'chein L'Erev. He said over the din on the Braisim. The Braisim said in the name of Rav Shimon ben Elozim that how much of the shear you have to leave over for Ma'aser Oni. It said Uchlo of Tavlin, Velitro, Yerek, Vyasora, Aguzin, Agoizin, Vachamisha, Fraskinin. And on this, Rav Menashe Bar Shegubli said over in the name of Rav, Vachain Erev. The same Shiur applies to an Erev. Now Rav Yosef Dingzach. Rav Yosef says that Rav never said his din on this Braisa. So therefore Rav Yosef is saying like the Rebbe should be Moichu Rav Menashe Bar Shegubli because he made a mistake. In other words, he says, "Ano amrisen ale yamas nisen." Rabbi Yosef said, "I said over this din that Rav says v'chein le'ervin on the Mishnah's din." We'll soon see which Mishnah of Peya. Vu amra Braisa, and he made a mistake and said over the din that Rav says v'chein le'ervin on the Braisa. So we'll soon see what was the big mistake. What's the gefelach l'chura? There's no steer with the Mishnah to the Braisa. So let's see Rashi. Rashi says, "Shorele mori." Means Yim Choli Adoinov, in other words, his, the master of the Odin, should be Meichel him, Adover Zel Rav Menashe. Should be Meichel Rav Menashe. That since Rav Menashe made a mistake, the Rebbe should be Meichel him. The Anoa Amrisa Nalei Lohod, the Yom Rav Vechein Le'erev, Amas Nisen. can the forest be yosel? Will still bring down the Mishnah. Vuagmere legursik bar dori abraisa. He lent over the name of gursik bar dori in the name of Rav on the braisa's din. Now, where did Rav Yosef himself learn the din of Rav on the Mishnah? Which Mishnah? So tomorrow the Tanan. There's a Mishnah in Peyam, Ein Poich Sin Lo Oni Begoyrin. Again, if you have an Oni coming to the Goyrin, to the where the Tfuah grows on the ground, and on the fields, and he wants to collect his Meiser Oni, so you have to give Meiser Oni to each Oni. How much can you give? What's the least amount you can give each Oni? Is Ein Poich Sin, you can't give him less, Mechatzi Kav Chitin. If you're giving out wheat, you have to give at least a chatzi kav of wheat. Hu adin v'kav soirin. If you're giving out barley, you have to give at least a kav of a barley. Rabbi Meir Reimer, Rav Meir says no. Chatzi kav soirin. You have to give at least a half of a kav of a barley. V'kav v'chatzi kusmin. And if you're giving spilt, kusmin, then you have to give a bigger shear, at least a shear of a kav v'chatzi. Vaita v'kav gregris. If you're giving out dried out dates, then you have to give at least a shear of a kav. Or imona dvela. Dvela is also these dried out dates, but you already make it into a pie, into a round pie. So when you squash them together and make the dried out dates into a round pie, which is called a dvelon, then it's a different shear. Then it's a shear of a mona. Like Rashi says, mona, Rashi says, that's a measurement of weight. Rashi, dvela, liachash in the dross and beagle. Once you make them round in a pie, korilu dvela. Then it's called a dvela. Vishur eina moicha b'mida. You don't sell it by the measurement. Ela b'mishkal. Then you weigh them. So mona is a weight. Then you have to give at least a weight of a mona to an oni. Rabbi Akiva Reine pras. Akiva says no. How much of a dvela do you have to have? A pras. Rashi says that means a chatzi mona. You only have to have a chatzi mona, not a complete mona, just a chatzi mona. The chatzi lug yayin. How much wine do you have to have? If you want to leave over, how much yayin do you have to give the anim? You have to give them at least a chatzi lug. We have Yakiva Reiner, revius. Yakiva says no. The least amount you can give them a revius, a lug, that's also enough. Vaita revius shemen. When you want to give the anim shemen oil, you have to give them at least a revius a lug. Rabbi Akiva Reiner, Rabbi Akiva says, Sheminis, you have to give him an eighth of a lug. V'shah kol ha-peris, what about all other type of peris? V'shah kol ha-peris, Omar Abishoyl. Abishoyl says, what's the shear that you have to give Meister Oni to Beniim, kidei shi yemochrom v'yikach ben mozan shtei sudis. Enough fruits that the Oni can sell it, and with the money he can buy himself a mozan for shtei sudis. That's how much peiros you have to give the Oni. V'yomar Rav, so Rav Yosef learned that on this Mishnah, Rav said, V'yomar Rav, V'chein le'eruv. The same halacha applies to Hilchos Eruv. When you want to leave over an Eruv Tchumin, you have to leave over a shear of Mozan Shtei Sudos. How much is that? These shiurim, all these different, the Yayin is the same Achleikis, Shemen is the same Achleikis, the same shiurim go to an Eruv. So Mele Rav Yosef is saying that Rav said his din on this Mishnah, and Mashma, not like Rav Menashe Bar Shugabloi said that Rav said his din on the Brice before. For the Gemara, my Ulma, the high mehach, and what was so gefelech? What was Rav Yosef Taina like? Sharolim Morim, Yishivimoichalim, what's so wrong if you learn Rav's din on the Brice? The Svara is the exact same Svara. So Rashi, my Ulma, the high mehach. The Yikbud Rav Yosef or Rav Menashe, that Rav Yosef was makbid upon Rav Menashe, the Yom Rav Raisa, that he said on the Braisa. But my the Yari Mas Nisin, Lo Yari Braisa. According to Kashmir, there's no machlekes. The Braisa says one shiurim, and the Mishnah is talking about different cases. But Lo Yisosu Nadodi, and there's no machlekes between the two of them. Hani Shiraya Behochi, Hani Shiraya Behochi. Each one has its own shiurim, and there's no stira. And the svara is the same svara that what? That any shear you have to give to Meister Oni, to the Aniyim, that's a shear of Mozan Shtei Sudas, and the same shear applies to Hilchas Ervin. So what was wrong with Rav Sharvia, with Rav Menashe, that he learns Rav Din on the Braisa? Nuchura, itak applies, Rav Din should go on the Braisa. What was Rav Yosef so makfid that no Rav Oni said a din on the Mishnah's dinim, and not on the Braises? So the Gemara.
Ilayim mishum the katorni bihach tavlin. If you want to say, because in the Braisa it talks about the uchl of tavlin, what measurement of spice you have to give to the aniyim, and mainly you have the kasha of tavlin lav b'nei achiluninu. And remember, you can't eat spices by itself. So since you can't eat it by itself, you can't make an erev with it. So that's why he was mocked with to say that Rav did not say a din on the Braisa, because the Braisa talks about tavlin, and with a tavlin you can't make an erev. Trashi. Maybe Rabbi Yosef holds the Yain Ma'arvin Behen. Who are then you can't use tavlin spices to make an eruv tchumim with? Hilkach, v'cheli erev lav olo itmam. That was bothering Rabbi Yosef. It's not mistaver that Rav said a din v'cheli erev on this brisa, because since the brisa mentions tavlin, and tavlin cannot be used for an erev, so it wasn't talking about this brisa. So the Mara Oto Hocho. Me like a tani chitin usurin? No, you have the same kasha in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah also talks about chitin usurin, having wheat and barley. The lav v'nei achiluninu, and the chur raw wheat, the raw barley, is not edible. So, b'zoi, how could Rav say v'cheli eriv if you can't make an eriv from raw wheat and raw barley? Ella, what do you got to say? So, selamai, this is not a raya. Avad, if you say certain things are not edible by itself, then that Rav said v'cheli eriv, he meant for the rest of the things. Yeah, Zok Gemara Ela Mishum Ela Ma'ad Arai. The reason why Rabbi Yosef was Makbid was for this reason. He didn't like to say Rav said his din on the Braisa. He would rather say Rav said it on the Mishnah for this reason. Ela Mishum Dikatoni, because it says in the Mishnah Chatzi Lug Yayin. It says the Tanakama holds what's the shear of wine that you have to give the least amount to the Meiser Oni, to an Oni, is a Chatzi Lug. And we're saying now the same Malacha applies to an Eruv. That how much yayin do you have to involve with an erev a chatzilug? So the Gemara, the Yomar Rav, and Rav says, Marvin b'shtei reviyish shol yayin. And we know another place Rav says, how much wine do you have to have an erev? You have to have two reviyasin, which is a chatzilug. So Melon, this Mishnah stems very good. So Drash Yelum Mishum, Dikotoni chatzilug yayin, da hainu shtei reviyish. That is the shear of two reviyasin. Two reviyas halug comes out to be a chatzi lug. The shamin and leather rav gabi erev nami dukom hochi. And we know this is Rav Shita. That's how much wine you need for an erev. So Mel is very mistaken to say that Rav said it did on this Mishnah at the exact same shia. Yes, it's Dr. Gemara. Me de bi'inon kulei hai, since this is the shia that Rav says how much wine you need for an erev. Ishmaamina kiyoma rav l'chein l'eruv ahom astins in komer. Ishmaamina, so here's the raya that Rav said his shear, his din of l'chein l'eruv goes on this Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, what's the shear of yayin a chatzi lug? And Rav says, what's the shear for eruv to reviyasin, which is a chatzi lug? So Melech Tim is very good, so it's more mistava Rav said his din on this Mishnah. So tomorrow, Omamar, learned before, uvumozoin shtei sudas l'eruv. How much food you have to leave over? A shear food of two sudas lev. That's how much you have to leave over for your erev. In Sava Rav Yosef Lameim, or Rav Yosef thought to say, Adiika sudim mehai yusudim mehai. The lashon is of a mozon shtei sudas means from each food you have to at least have a sudas worth of that food. So in other words, you could only leave over two different type of foods for one erev, since an erev needs the shear of mozon shtei sudas. And from each food, you have to have at least a mozon of one suda. So how many different foods can you have? Two. So that's what we thought. Mehai suda mehai. Omalei Rabba, Rabba says, no. Afidu lemachzu lishlish l'reviyah. No, there's no such din that from each type of food you have to have a mozon of one suda. No. An erev could be made up from a few different types of foods. And avi, all together, you have enough food of mozon shtei sudas, with that you can make an erev. But lav dafka, you can only use two different minim, and from each min you have to have a shear of a suda. So Rashi, o suda mehai, deis oichle mitztarfim l'erev. Only two different types of foods are mitztarf to make an erev. Avol gimel v'dalid, but two or three or four different types, that from each min you do not have a shear of a suda, that you cannot use for an erev. And Rav answered back, no. Amalei Rav, no. Afilu l'mas l'shnis revi is also good. So mar gufa. Amar Rav, Rav said, Ma'arvin b'shtei revius in shoyayin. How much wine do you have to leave over for an Erev? You have to leave over at least two revius in of yayin. That's a chatzilun. Shad gemar mibi n'kuli hai. To itak and eat so much wine for a mazon of shtei sudas. V'atanya we learned, Rav Shimon ben Elazar v'aymer, yayin k'dei lecho boy. How much wine do you need? Kedei lechol boy, as Rashi means, lishras boy pas mozon beisudis. In other words, when you're eating two meals of bread and you want to dip the bread into wine, that's how much wine you need that you're going to use up in the two meals when you're dipping your bread into the wine. That's all. So the chura, how much bread do you dip into the wine? Very little. So the chura, the kasher is, you should not have to have a shnei revisin of yain. It's enough, much less. That's a kasher. If Shimon Allah Zawaimah, Yain Kade Lechol Boy, that you'll eat the bread with the wine. Hu Adin Choymis, if you have vinegar, Kade Litvol Boy, you want to be toivo, you want to dip things into it. So Rashi, Litvol Boy, Pasha means you dip in either vegetables. Rashi says, Yechoymis Kade Litvol Boy, Vosor Mozen Beisudes, when you're eating meat, and you're dipping the meat into the chaymitz, you need that much chaymitz, how much meat you'll dip from two sudas worth, which is also not so much. Baita zeisim uvit solim, if you have olives or you have onions, kadei lechol behem shtei sudas. Also the shear that you eat, two sudas. So drashi kadei lechol behem means lofoy ben esapas debei sudas. Again, when you're eating a suda of bread, how much onions and how much olives do you eat with the bread? That's the shear you need. In other words, you don't need the shear of mozen shtei sudas of these things by itself. You need the shear that when you're eating your suda, you also eat these things to malafim by yisafas to make the bread taste good. So how much of this do you eat with the bread? That's what you need. So for the kashrus, what does Rav say? You have to have a chatzi lug of yayin for an erev. L'churi should have to have much less. Have to gemara. Hosom bechamra mevashla. Rashi hosom diktoni yayin kde lechol boy bechamra mevushal komar dechoshev lofo boy. They were talking about wine that was cooked. It's choshev a wine. That type of wine you eat with the bread, you dip the bread in. Avuchamra bi'alma, but regular wine that you did not use for dipping the bread in, but regular wine you just drink by itself, then bi'inon liyos boy shtias beisudis. Then you need enough wine that people drink throughout the meal. Fahainu beis revi'isin. And that's already two revi'isin. In other words, it's a normal thing to drink a revi'is of a yayin by each suda. Therefore, since you need a mazon of shtei sudas, you have to have a beis revi'isin of yayin. So now there's no stira. If you have chosh of a wine that you use it to dip the bread into, you take and need less wine. But when you have wine, drinking wine, then you need as much wine as you drink within two sudas, which is two revi'isin. Omamar, the price before said, Choymeitz kedei litvol boy. How much vinegar do you have to have? Enough when you're eating your sudur of meat, you dip your meat into it. Omarav Yidl, Omarav, kedei litvol boy mozon shtei sudur shoyer. Not meat, but when you're eating two sudurs worth of vegetables, how much vinegar you use when you dip your vegetables into it. So Drashi, mozon bei sudur yerek, Shakola sudim in yerek. In case we're eating the whole sudah just the vegetables, how much vinegar do you use by dipping the vegetables into it? And Ika the Amri, some say, Omrav Gidl Omrav, yerek hanechel, vishtei sudis. It means the vegetable that's eating throughout two sudis. Trashi yerek hanechel, the beit sudis, pipas. Again, we're not talking about the whole sudah is made out of vegetables. You're eating bread. Now, when you're eating bread, you also eat vegetables in the meal. So, it's even a much less of a shear. So, how much vegetables do you eat with the bread? And that much, how much vinegar do you use for that? That's the shear of how much vinegar you need to leave over for an erev. It's a chash of a shear of vinegar that you would use while you're eating your two sudas of what of bread, and you're eating the vegetables in the middle of this suda, and how much of those vegetables you would dip into the vinegar, that's how much vinegar you need. That's the second shita. That's the much less of a shear. Here's the more of item. Omamar, zeisim uvitzolim, when you have olives or you have onions, is kedei lechol bohen mozon shtei sudas. You have to leave over for an eruv enough of that that you eat in two sudas. Shadi gemaru uve betzolim in minarvin. Can you use onions bechlal to make an eruv with for a time you will learn in a brisa? Omar Reb Shimon ben Eloza. Tam achas shavas Rabbi Meir beyardiskia. One time Rabbi Meir spent Shabbos by Yardiskia, the name of a place. Obo Odom Echo the Fonif, and a person came in front of him. So Drashi, the Yardiski Obo Odom Echo the Fonif, Bishabis, a person came to him on Shabbos, Michutz the Tchum. The person Taka walked out of the Tchum of his city. He walked out of the Tchum, he lived in a different city, and he went out of Alpayim Amma, out of the city. Why did the person walk so far? So Drashi, they Erev. The person made an Eruv at Chumim. She Erev Mim Koimoy. He made an Erev. Letivion. For hoya ardiska b'alpayim amo shebein erev letivion. Has he made the erev in Tivion? That's the place where he made his erev. And now this city where he came to was in Taka alpayim amo from the erev. So the Hura, if his erev was a good erev, he is allowed to walk to the city. So that was the mice of this person walked to Rabbi Meir. Omaloi. So the person told Omaloi Rabbi irafti b'btzolim letivion. You should know I made my erev with onions. And the Mela seems to have an Eruv at Chumin. That's why I was able to walk to your city to see you now. The Maisa was, V'hoishivu, Rabbi Meir, B'Aba Amish Eloi. Rabbi Meir told him nothing doing. You should know your Erev is possible. And therefore you walked out of the Chum of your city, and the Halacha is you only have Dal. Again, so what was the Maisa? The Maisa was Pamachas Shabbos Rabbi Meir Biyadiskiyom. He was in Shabbos in this place. Obo the Mechel, the final person came to him. Omo Lo Rebbe Irafti Bibtolim and the Tivion. I made an Eruv Tchumim with onions, and that's why I was able to walk out of my Tchum, of my city, and I came to see you. Voishiva Rabbi Meir Biyaba Amishaloi. Rabbi Meir told him nothing doing. The Eruv is possible. It's not a good Eruv Tchumim. Vayisayis Poshen means with onions you can't make an Eruv Tchumim. Therefore he told him, Yadavka has to stay in your Daladamas. You can't walk out of your Daladamas. But that's halacha. If somebody walks out of the Tchum Shabbos, there's a Knas Midrabbonim, you can't walk out of the Daladamas where you are. So Chutzah Spirit here was saying, Yeshir for Betzolim. Mashmi, you could use onions for an Eruv. And here Rabbi Meir told the person, Eruv is bottle. Shrashi Voishivu Rabbi Meir Badaladamas. The Yosoloi Lot says, the Lot is Mukoimo Yasa not to go out of his place, Midal Ramoisov, Shoyamid Behem, Vishash Shela, the Xov Alad Erevu, Vinimsa Yotze Chutzlet Chum, Beloy Erev, Otanan the Kamon Perik Misha, it's you, Ainly El Daladamas, somebody walks out of his Chum, the din is he only has a right to walk now Daladamas. And for the Gemara Lekasha, there's no stira. Ho Ba'olim, Ho Bimois. Ho Ba'olim means the leaves. The leaves of the onion, that's no good. Hobi moyes, that's the bulb of the onion itself, that's edible. Satrashi olin loy chashivi v'royim lechel. The leaves that grow on top of the onions, those are no good, and that's not roy to make an erev with. So that was this maisa with this person that made the erev, he used the olin, therefore Rabbi Meir said it's not called a good erev v'trumin. Mashenkin avolach, we're talking about to use onions, means the bulb of the onion itself, which is edible, that's roy to use for an erev. Modetanya. Ochal botzo. Somebody ate an onion. Vehishkim, and he woke up. Umeis, and he died. Ein einrim iman meis. We don't ask questions, what did he die from? The vice says, why? Because we say onions are bad for you, and that's what killed you. For yom ha-shmuel, loishonu ela bi'olim. He's only talking about the leaves. The leaves are no good. Avo bi'mois. But the bulb, the onion itself, leslan bo. That is nothing wrong with. That's okay. So there was no stira. The onion itself is okay. You couldn't make an error. But the leaves on top, that you can't make an error with. That we say with the leaves. You can't use for an eruv. It's only said.